The following is brought to you by the Apprentice Institute for Christian Spiritual Formation. For more information, visit apprenticeinstitute.org.
He inspired a man named Tolstoy, who wrote a book, Resurrection, and that inspired a man named Gandhi to start a community movement of reconciliation. The last letter Tolstoy ever wrote outside of his family was to Gandhi to praise this self-sacrificing love of Jesus. In the most famous speech of the 20th century in America, a man named Martin Luther King departed from his script to quote the prophet, "Justice will roll like the waters, righteousness like a mighty stream." And when he did that, watch the clip on YouTube sometime, the crowd could not keep quiet and they started shouting out, "Tell it, amen," like a church crowd. Not like this church crowd, but like some church crowds. And King could not go back to his script, and Mahalia Jackson piped up like it was out of the choir, "Tell him about the dream, Martin." And so he told them, "I have a dream. I have a dream of a world that is not yet, but one day will be, where little children are judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character." It was not a secular dream. It was inspired by the one that he followed. But the real question is not, who was this man? The real question is, who is this man? And I will tell you, he is the hinge of history. He is the hope of the oppressed. He is the inspiration of the despairing. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. He is the greatest teacher who ever taught, the greatest mind that ever thought. He offered the greatest gift ever given. He launched the greatest movement ever known. He alone has mastered life. He alone conquered death. He alone overcame sin. He alone grows more present with every passing year. He is the Son of God. He is the glory of humankind. The crucified carpenter of Nazareth is the hope of the nations and the Savior of the world. The glory of God the Father, full of grace and truth. And that's who this man is. I'm wondering if we could do something just to close this. I'm not sure if there's anything else going on. But I love the worship in here, and I won't get to share it tomorrow. And there's just something about the spirit in this room. And then this man. And you know, if by chance you're here and you don't know him, it'd be a great night to come to know him. And I think, you know, if you're troubled by a lot of questions, I get that. I often am too. You know, if you're not ready to be a believer, you could start by being an admirer of Jesus. And that's a really good place to start. You know, that's how it actually worked the first time around. He didn't start by saying, "You have to affirm all these doctrines about me and then I'll let you hang out." People just would hang out. And then they admire him. Then they love him. Then they trust him. Then they die for him. If you love him, when you just step back and look at him, it just kind of makes your heart go crazy. It just makes you so proud. It makes you say, "No wonder I love him so." And we try to express it to him the best we can. There's a song I love so much, and if we could just like do it a cappella, would you all stand up for a moment? And we'll just do one verse of it, if you don't mind. It's on page 21 if you need your book for it, but it's "Fairest Lord Jesus." And if you know parts, sing parts. Make it beautiful. If you have a good voice, make it loud and beautiful. If you have a bad voice, make it soft and beautiful. But this is a gift we give to him, and that we get to give and receive to each other, for from the fullness of his grace, we have received blessing after blessing.
Fairest Lord Jesus, ruler of all nature.
Jesus, how we love you. You are beauty. You are goodness. You are truth. We are grateful to be alive in this your world and with you for all eternity. And we pray in Jesus' name, amen.